You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's the Cooligan, stupid.
Hello, Dan Le Batard fans, yet again. We have received some mostly positive feedback.
I love the live chat already coming through with the Shexa saying, oh, this should be interesting. Shexa has a vested interest in this.
Very much so. I would say invested interest, bro. My guy got, what's up, everybody joining and flooding into the chat. Look, we could have put Rooney on the thumbnail, but we said, why be like everybody else? Okay. Why don't we pretend that Atlanta United has fully collapsed?
Yes, we will get to all of that. What's good, everybody? Welcome to the show. We're here live on YouTube with a brand new shout to us, where we focus on all things American soccer. Okay, there's a lot to get through today because it was a dramatic weekend in American soccer.
That's right.
Okay.
But see, we're such a dope show that we're not going to go like score for score. You got extra time for that. For all of you who are listening and wondering, how are these guys any different than all the other MLS podcasts? Yo, we hilarious.
Okay.
And we're mostly going to talk about vibes, dude.
And we're hilarious on purpose.
Yeah. We're trying. And by the way, if you're laughing at us, who cares? You're laughing. Okay. We are at a comedy club. We're here live at the Stand Comedy Club in New York City on 16th, all right? In Union Square, or as every one of both of our family members calls it, Junion Square.
So, yes, shout out to the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant hosting us per usual here on Tuesdays.
We're on a comedy club stage. We're trying to be funny. Okay. And by the way, if the owner was here, he just walked by. If the owner was here and he heard you laughing, I don't care if it's at us, he'd be like, hey, that guy's crushing up there. There he is right there.
So,
like, this guy's crushing.
That's
It doesn't matter if you're laughing at us, but he laughs as hard as you want.
Right. Also, the owner of the stand, big soccer fan, big Calcio fan.
West Ham fan. Palermo.
How did that happen?
Dude loves sadness and hates parades.
So, if you're ever in New York and you want to come see a comedy show, come out to the stand. Or if you just want to get food, the food here is unbelievable. We say this all the time.
You know what? Don't even come for the show. Just come for the food. Right? No, we will talk about Wayne Rooney.
Okay, look, Chris, he's already trying to produce the show.
Yeah. Take it easy. We will talk about Wayne Rooney, but we really want to talk about what the hell is going on in Atlanta.
Right. But before we say hello to all the new Levitard and Friends fans.
Say hello.
Hello, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
Oh, my God. I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right. And we are the Cooligans. So thank you for joining us.
It's a funny soccer podcast. Okay. We're also very gully. Anyway.
So, Atlanta United. Should we just get right into it, everybody?
Let's get into it. Let us know how you feel about what's going on, because there's a lot happening. There's a lot of avenues that they have taken. They seem to have taken them all to get to here, which is where actively fans are talking about quitting the team.
Right.
Are Atlanta United the new cigarettes? it's the new Juul vape.
Highly addictive. Okay.
You look cool.
You look cool.
You look cool. But I think it's going to kill you, bro.
And your friends bully you if you don't join in.
Yeah. And also, you spend all day doing it, you stink. It's hot down there, bro. They love jumping around and marching.
I mean, that could be interpreted in lots of ways. Look, their record also shows that as well. Anyway, I love this. Thomas 19064 said, I don't want to spend my extra time listening about scores.
Hey.
All right. Well, the score against Atlanta United was 3-0 against Austin FC.
That 3-0. Also, Bay Area Guna, I think, put it the best. He said, Batlanta is dusty as hell. Yeah, this is why you come here, bro. Bay Area Guna gives you the TLDR.
But Batlanta sounds pretty dope.
Yeah, I mean, Blatlanta, we should call it.
Okay. So let's start with Atlanta United and everything going on there. Obviously, they did lose pretty poorly at home to Austin FC.
I'm talking about scores.
I'm just saying because people
we literally just said we ain't talking about scores.
But why are people upset that they lost?
It ain't just because they lost to If Google it, we don't talk about scores. The reason is, it seems like
there's a lot going on.
Let's talk about just vibes alone. You and I went there early on.
Yes,
right. It became Atlanta became our second home.
Right, Atlanta.
Also, ever since we haven't gone, this whole thing is
it's really falling apart.
It might be us.
We gotta go help there. We gotta you know hammer the nail in or something because
they need the Booligans to show up, dog. Justin Freeberg said Christian trying to gaslight us by talking about scores. He don't listen to his own rules, dog.
I'm trying.
He's a maverick.
I'm here to provide context.
No,
all right?
We don't need context.
They call me Chrissy Context. All right.
We don't need it. We need vibes, bro.
So look.
So but hold on. We went early on, and yo, like everybody in the city was talking about Atlanta United. We went to go get burgers at that Varsity place. There were Atlanta United flags everywhere and scarves everywhere, and we're like, yo, maybe this is different. Maybe all of a sudden they found a way to sort of, because look, Atlanta is the southern New York City in the sense that people go there. If you're in the South, you go there to try to do something. There's a big music scene down there. There's a lot of films and TV shows that get produced out of there. You go there for a reason. If you're southern, Atlanta is a space where you could go and kind of, you know, try to fulfill your dream, at least to a certain level. And then you probably got to go to LA or New York. But it is a place where a lot of people from the South go to and migrate to, right? So a lot of people go there with NFL teams already. They go there with baseball teams already. Hockey teams already. Yo, lacrosse teams. You ain't got no soccer team. So then you show up. Atlanta United shows up. It's got the A on it. It becomes like Mad Atlanta. This is your way of connecting with the city. A lot of the people we met, this is how they connected with the city of Atlanta. And then they started winning and playing well. And everyone was Argentinian and showing up whenever they wanted to training and drinking mate during the game. The vibes were fire. It was very Atlanta. It was very chill, do whatever you want kind of a thing. You know what I mean?
And then
they sucked.
No. Tata Martino takes the job with Mexico, leaves Atlanta United after two seasons, after winning MLS Cup in the you know.
He said Tata, and he bounced. You feel me?
Anyway. What a waste. This man is on a comedy club stage with the owner of the club right in front of us, and this is the heat he's trying to bring?
Bruh, I'm showing you the A. Speaking of the A, Atlanta. So Tata goes bye-bye, and
he leaves.
He took the vibes with him.
He took the vibes with him, and then Frank De Boer, buried those vibes.
De Boer'd everybody, bro.
It was Heinze, De Boer, then Heinze, and then we have...
How you go from...
Pineda now.
How you go from Argentinian dude, a Latin American dude, even though Argentinians don't really consider themselves Latin American. How do you go from a Latin American and all the vibes that brought, and you bring in Heinze and De Boer? You know, it just sounds like... You went from, art class to spreadsheets, bro. You know, you went from recess to finals.
I think we're seeing the effect of changing your manager this many times in such a short amount of time. Atlanta United was the place, the new shiny MLS team that everybody wanted to play at. You saw the level of success. You saw the camaraderie. And then we get to the comments from Joseph Martinez now, where Joseph Martinez has had enough. He's
this man been year-long injuries twice in his career, and he's managed to keep a positive outlook. This year, he's like, I can't do it. My teammates are stressed. I can't be the only one out here trying. I can't do this no more, to paraphrase. Also, Eberhard Creative, shouts to Eberhard Creative. He said, you went from Atlanta to... Nork. I show some respect to Nork. Nork got vibes. It's just a different vibe, dude.
Robin Tagini said Joseph needs Julian Gressel back. Yeah, I mean.
And Almirón.
And Tito Villalba.
Yeah, Villalba. Did you see have you seen this TikTok trend that's going around of the parent that goes like, yo, I'm going to go beat up this other parent?
Yes. I'm a huge fan of this trend.
Are you?
Yeah, can't wait to have a child to do this particular trend.
Do it with nutmeg. Did you see the tweet I put out, by the way?
I did. I did.
Of course you did.
I mean, it makes sense to like six people who know what you're talking about. But
yeah, it was. I giggled the entire
time. It didn't have that Chrissy context that's required for a tweet
let's
like
steal
that.
More from DeStefano. which, in the one for if you look at Baller Alert, if you look at their Instagram account, the first one is like, "Yo, it's Newark. We fight different." The parent says to his daughter, "Hey, yo, this girl is outside. She might bring her daughter. Go get your shoes on a fight."
Right.
And she goes, "Okay, can I grab a weapon?"
No, let's go. No, she said, "Can I get a knife?"
Did she?
She said, maybe there were, I mean, I've seen several of these, but one girl was like, "Mommy, can I get a knife?"
And
this girl's like 4 years old.
Let's go. Yo, we raised different out there. Streets hit harder.
Justin Bieber said Atlanta unveiling their new signing, Alexis Barreros and Bristian Bolanco.
why did you hesitate on own name?
I didn't see the R for a second. I thought it was Bistian. But I'm like, all right, that sounds kind of cool, I guess.
Yo, Bistian is such a dope name, bro. That's the Brickashaw Ferguson of our generation, bro.
Joseph Martinez in the
Barry gonna say Newark vibe equals 24/7 paranoia. You know it. That's mother's milk right there, bro. I was raised on that milk.
Yo, you a cop? What are you asking? You know that.
Check her for a wire. I don't care. That's my grandma, yo. She's trying to get immunity.
so we'll get to the serious stuff in a second because people are obviously
we got to talk about Barlow's Bloca Negra, bro. People want him gone
because obviously yes, people are upset with. The general manager, Carlos Bocanegra, and team president, Darren Eales. They're just not happy with the way the roster is constructed. But let's get to Joseph Martinez's comments because he, you know, one thing that been really cool from the beginning of his time at Atlanta United, like how he's been embraced. He is truly, he has murals. He is a hero in Atlanta.
But there's a big part of that, right? Like Joseph Martinez, when he first got signed, came from Torino, right? He was a part of that, like, oh my God, look at these great players that, you know, maybe you don't know about, but we could flip for more money, right?
Uh-huh.
He was a star, immediately starts scoring. And then all of a sudden, people start talking about Miggy. People start talking about Julian Gressel. People start talking about Joseph Martinez. People start talking about Tito Villalba as names that, for players that they could flip.
Yeah.
Right. And then all of a sudden, there's a lot of fear associated with losing this player. Look, Miguel Amiro moves on. Tito Villalba moved to Cholos, right? He went to.
No, he didn't go. Oh, did he go to Mexico? He's playing in either Argentina or Paraguay right now. I don't know where he
Or Cincinnati. We can't tell. There's no way that we couldn't look it up and have anything to do it. But the names start leaving and they start getting sold for money. Everyone thinks Joseph Martinez is next. And then he shows up and says, "Nah, I love it here.
Yeah.
Atlanta's my home. I'm not going anywhere." Which to me, I think sent a really good signal to the fans of like, wait a minute. If you continue to show love to these players, if these players continue to show that they want to be a part of the city, they'll stay here. You may not need to flip every player. Obviously, some players are going to get flipped. You got to make money. But a lot of these players might just decide to stay here because it's a dope city. It's a fun town. It's a great place to play. And if you're playing well and winning, dude, we were at MLS Cup. 75,000 people in that stadium.
Yeah.
It was incredible. I mean, there's not a lot of cities you can go to in Europe that are going to do that. Look, there's a lot that you can do that, but it's not like you're going to do that in every city. You might not do that in Torino. You know what I'm saying? So, dude, why not stay? But then ever since he said that, this ship is starting to bring in water, bro.
Yeah, and clearly, look, he loves the city. He loves the club. And you can sort of sense that from the comments after that game against Austin. And shout out to Robin Seguini. She did confirm Tito Villalba is playing in Paraguay. But he really went in. You know how a couple months ago we were talking about playing for the shirt?
Yeah.
And he dropped the line. He's like, a lot of these guys on my team are not playing for the shirt. And we were like, yo.
Whereas all the people in our mentions who said, well, what about Tote is the only name y'all came up with?
So, but Joseph Martinez is a guy that can really say that. And who I
it is genuine coming from him. And he's basically saying that a lot of his teammates, and this is wild that he is saying this, because really any athlete in any sport to say this, it's really gotten bad. Because
he clearly the leader of the locker room. Because if not, she's about to get uncomfortable.
Because he basically said like a lot of guys are here for business and business decisions.
Bro, could you imagine? I went on another podcast and I'm like, yo, the other co-host needs to really get their shit together because I'm carrying this whole thing.
Who is he talking about?
Could you imagine when I showed up on Monday at OSNYC? How would the vibes be, bro?
So look,
slamming the Pelican case.
But clearly, this loss, it got to a point. It was a boiling point where he was like, "This, I have to say this." And this is why I want to give props to Joseph Martinez, because when he got to Atlanta, he did not speak a lick of English. He did not know the language at all. And he studied, he worked on it, he speaks fluently, and it is...
Now
and
he used like it. Future. now, he sound like a little baby, bro.
And this is what I appreciated more than anything, because sometimes when players speak in Spanish and then it gets translated, and then sometimes people misconstrue what they said or they misunderstand.
Right. There's also like there's times where you could say like use a cliche or something that doesn't directly translate.
Right.
It's difficult. It's difficult.
Right. And look, and Chuck said, kind of reinforcing what I'm saying, he said it in English because he wanted to make sure every player, every front office member and every fan knew exactly what he said in his own words.
That's like when my mother, this is a true story. When my mother told my wife right before we were about to get married, day of my wedding, she goes, you don't have to do this. That's word for word in English. I was like, look at you, Nanita. at you, Daisy.
Dad, she wrote it on her hand so she wouldn't forget.
She said, yo, you don't have to do it. She also says, also true, she goes, if it doesn't work out, we don't want them back. All sales final, my G.
She also gave your wife a piece of paper with the definition of Stockholm Syndrome. Like, whoa.
See, you know what my mom gets so mad whenever she thinks my wife is going to be the one with reason, and my wife just like doubles down on how we both are. My mom very angrily will leave the room. She goes, tu pies en el pod. She gets so angry. She's like, look at the two of them, huh?
Wow. Pies en el pod. Your mom becomes Ricky Ricardo for some reason.
My mom is Ricky Ricardo, bro. But she didn't have a drum, so she babaloo on my ass, bro.
So, look, pretty incredible. And I think this is a, you know, with the success of Atlanta United, and clearly the level of support,
Joseph Martinez have done this?
Should he have
called out his teammates? I said when things were going bad, Cristiano Ronaldo shouldn't have did what he did when he's saying like, oh, the young players don't want to listen to us.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I said he shouldn't have done that. I can now back this.
Look, I'm not
Joseph Martinez, bro?
I'm not going to say he should have done it, but clearly it's become such a problem.
Is it okay? Where how do you feel about this on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being this is a grave mistake.
So it's really more of a matter of who is it affecting, right? Because Joseph Martinez, even in these comments, said, this is my final year. This is my final year of my contract, and I may not be here. I may not be back, which I don't think just 2 years ago, especially before his ACL injury, he was saying, I want to play here until for the rest of my career, until I want to retire in Atlanta United.
All of a sudden, shit changed.
Well, look, they changed managers. Clearly, if the direction of the club is not going in a positive way, then I would say, if he feels like, yo, there's no hope here, I'm done, let me just say what I gotta say. Maybe I'm not even gonna be here. And so in that sense, I wouldn't say it was a mistake, but because clearly Atlanta United fans are frustrated with the club's performances, with the team's performances, and then on top of that, they're also frustrated with their club in itself, because you've seen a lot of people at the stadium or on Twitter, upset that Atlanta United has not made any statement about Roe v. Wade. And there's some clubs that have, there's some clubs that haven't.
And look, however you feel about it, you know, first of all, you know how we feel. It's a travesty. But whatchamacallit, you got to know your fan base, right? Like, clubs should represent not just the city, but also the fans, right? The fans, like, I was watching like one of these mini docs about the 50+1 rule.
Right.
And, you know, the club owners, they own the right to manage the club, but the fans actually own the majority of the club itself, right? So what that says to me is, like, clubs like St. Pauli, the documentary was about what's going on at Hertha Berlin. And what you think about it, right? Like the fans, the club should represent what the fans represent. The fans should also be able to sort of, as a group, be able to kind of dictate what the club itself, if they're going to represent them, how they sort of approach the market or approach most issues that are involving the fans.
Right.
If the majority of your fan base are standing up and saying like, yo, what happened in society is fucked up, you shouldn't be banning people for holding up a sign that says that.
Right? I agree. I mean, look, it's you know, it's a business decision, right? At that point, because the...
You can't let the business get in front of everything else.
Look, people kind of express their morals and their values to some degree in how they do business, right? I mean, this is an issue that will always exist in whatever, in capitalism, in a corporatocracy or whatever. It becomes like it makes me think of the what is it? Kendall Jenner drinking a Pepsi in front of the protesters.
She handed one in. She handed one to a cop.
You know,
but she saw racismo, bro.
It's stuff like that where it's like they extend the olive branch of like maybe Antifa could be a customer.
Bro, I dare you to hand me an olive branch. I'll slap you with that.
You know what I mean? So none of it, there's no rules. It doesn't make sense. You're trying to.
Well, I'm not even saying like you should stand behind, but you should allow your fans to voice their opinion.
That is my opinion, right? But if we ask like Alexi Lalas,
I'm not saying you got to release a commemorative kit. I'm not saying you got to release a scarf that says whatever. But if your fans want to stand up and say something, as long as it's not disrespectful to the rest of your fans, you know what I mean? Like you can't hold up something that says like, "Yo, we don't want Christian here." It's like, "Yo, what about yo Christian right there, bro?" Can we say he's Bishian?
So look, the way most corporations decide to handle this is by being like, "All right, nobody can say anything political at all."
Ben and Jerry's, bro. They come out with the glizzy, bro. They bring the brat out, bro. They don't.
They got glizzy flavored ice cream.
Look, if there's an Alexis and Christian. Maglis, he's with veins on him. Little chocolate veiny.
Look, whatever. It's a complicated issue.
Where are we going with this conversation?
It's a complicated issue in where do you value like any ethics or morals, or are you just trying to make some money, or are you?
Hold on, Brendan Quevedo. Which, by the way, Quevedo, the name of a dope rapper from the Canary Islands, who sounds wild Puerto Rican. You forget that's where all of our accents are from. He says Brendan Quevedo said Georgia World Congress Center owns the stadium. They have a say in all that stuff, which sucks, but they don't own the team. The team should stand behind the fans. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that there was a Georgia World Congress Center, which sounds something like evil is happening, bro, right? Georgia World Congress Center?
I think that was one of the buildings.
They all touch an orb when they start a meeting, bro. They got a button that makes a chair go through the floor.
So look, I can imagine, same thing with MLS. MLS also has not made a public statement. There have been only individual clubs that have decided to you know, take a stance.
Philly Power said, Glizzy Core Americone Dream. Yo, I'm telling you right now, this flavor bangs, bro. Oh, to remind all the damn fans. Yo, you talk shit, you get banged, bro.
So Thomas said,
you boys on that cold brew.
Mustache twirling in all white double-breasted suit and a cowboy hat.
Just a lot of Colonel Sanders looking motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Talking about what should we do with these new people? You know what I mean?
So it's a, you know, I feel
they
for...
They pronounce the H and what, you know?
I feel overall.
Yo, Chris is dying off that.
I feel
welcome, everybody.
I feel for, you know, the more you know, let's say, just say for lack of a better word, just the liberal fan base in conservative areas, in conservative cities. It's hard. You feel alone.
And purple cities,
right? You feel like you can't.
Purple city, Bergen. You remember that?
You feel like you can't. Your voice is not heard, or your club's not representing your own values.
Yes, but the point is that you should be allowed to espouse your own values.
Right. And
especially if they're supportive of people who need support. You know what I mean? Without
look, to me, the only reason you don't support the fans that are being very vocal about this is because you fear it'll hurt you. It'll hurt your wallet. I can't see. I don't think Atlanta United are evil people. I think it's just it seems like just a business decision where, like, well, if we do this, it could affect us in this particular way.
I had to Google it, but somebody put Doug Dimmadome owns Atlanta United. Who is this, bro?
Is this from Fairly Odd Parents? Yeah, from Fairly Odd, because I can recognize the artwork. Doug Dimmadome.
This boy hat is huge. That's a nice cold brew, yo. You got me dying. I didn't know who the hell this dude was. Yo, this shit is hilarious. Putting it on the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
For everyone listening, he basically is the character that I said. He basically looks like Colonel Sanders, but he got a big ass cowboy hat, a huge belt.
Good for him. All right. Have you ever seen Fairly Odd Parents?
I've never even heard of it, my friend.
Pretty good show. I'm not a huge fan, but it's all right. Okay.
that shit made me laugh.
Okay.
I love the chat. Look, at the end of the day, regardless of how they feel about, like, the reason we're bringing this up is the Austin FC fans held up a sign that said control guns, right? Or
regulate guns.
Regulate guns, not uteruses.
Right.
And the gentleman who held that up was not only he held up a citation. I don't know for sure if it says he's banned.
Yes, I saw the thread. He said that he is banned for a year from
Mercedes-Benz Arena. Most of the Atlanta fans were behind that. That's a part of it. That's a big part of why a lot of Atlanta fans are upset. The other part of it is this feeling of, and there is this feeling of disconnect that didn't exist early on.
Without a doubt, yeah. This is,
you know, there's a lot of money being spent on funny videos and music videos. With your GM or whoever my guy is, the director of football, is rapping.
Darren Neils, yeah, that's great. I mean, people love that.
It's a little, but not when the times are good, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Right, but look.
Everton is on its way to possibly being relegated. They don't drop a diss track. You know what I mean? Yo, you need to focus, bro. All hands on deck.
right. But look, I mean, that was months ago, so it's a little...
But then they weren't doing well months ago.
Sure, but still, you're trying to uplift your fans and I applaud them for trying. I mean, the one thing is they did do the small banner reveal, and look, they're trying to
that shit was more cringe.
The social media team is doing that thing. They're not even paying attention to the record.
Spend more money on the writings.
Wow.
Your bars are trash. I'm going to be honest with you, man.
Yeah. Esteemed author Alexis Guerrero say you need to work on your writing.
Yo,
this man hasn't written anything in a decade.
You're wrong, yo. I wrote Bischian Blanco in my notebook the other day.
So don't even get me started on reading.
You're clearly a wordsmith. By the way, I put a grammatical error in our first Dan Levitard episode description. Shasta, yo, that's autocorrect. That wasn't me. Apparently, the iPhone doesn't think shitting is a real word. And it's never ducking, bro. Shut the duck up, man.
Okay.
What was I saying? I was saying something.
About
I don't think Waka Flocka put out a track in like 15 years, bro. When was the last time Waka Flocka had a track?
Waka Flocka is beyond wealthy. He does not need to rap anymore.
But why you got him rapping, bro? That's like if NYCFC drops a track with Cool Mo D.
What? Waka Flocka's like probably 27 years old.
Nah, yo. Waka Flocka last dropped a track 27 years ago.
We've met Waka. He's a good dude.
He met us. We were behind behind VIP. He has to take a picture with us.
Okay. Brandon Cavedo said when the time
2015 I think was his last track. Dude,
I don't know. He just dropped the track with Atlanta United. What are you talking about,
bro? That shit was not fuego. He's 36, by the way.
Okay.
My name is Joaquin, bro.
So look, the Robin, who was it that said this? Robin Skinny said, but then why did only some teams put out a statement? I feel like it should be all or nothing. It's hard to explain. I don't know. I would say that at the very least, clubs have their own agency and their own autonomy. They can, you know, if they want to make a statement, maybe this is more beneficial or you know, more in line with their fan base as opposed to others. I can't imagine there's really much that you can make every single MLS team get on board with. And this is where...
Look, I will continue to say this. The teams should. I feel like they should. I really don't hold it against them if they don't. They're businesses. But what you shouldn't do is stop your fans from voicing their opinion.
Yeah, same here.
That's as long as their opinion isn't disrespectful, which I don't think it is, to say, yo, support, you know, hey, our kids shouldn't be getting shot in school. Oh, get them out of here.
How dare you? Yeah. I am opposed to that.
I was in Texas and I did a joke where I said, I was like, that's the most American shit ever. I was like, actually, the most American thing is an eagle with a gun. And everyone laughed. And I go, shooting up a school. And they all stopped and went boo. And I go, fix it. Fix it.
Right.
Fix it and it won't be a joke anymore.
Yeah. Don't hold the mirror up to my face.
Yeah. Fix it. Fix the problem. Y'all are the problem down here. Yeah. In Tejas. This was, by the way, years ago. It's not like I was like 2 days after he showed up with the bits. You know
what I mean? So, it's going to be very difficult to get every MLS team to agree on anything. But yeah, like.
Also, this idea that, like, you know, oh, the fans can't be political. Everything technically can be considered political. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's stupid. But I think all of this goes away with one, stop banning fans for holding up signs that are supportive of the people that buy tickets for your games and support your club. And two, how about you start winning? How about you fix this? What is happening? How did y'all start so hot and then get so buns?
You don't want to be buns.
No, Atlanta, okay? Buns-ited, bro.
If anybody doesn't understand, buns is bad.
Yo, buns is not good. And not even like it's bad in New York, but good everywhere else.
No.
Like.
But if you got buns, that's good. That's actually very good.
Y'all
you can't, but you can't be buns.
Right, no, you can't be buns. You got to have buns. You can go to DR and get buns, but you can't be buns.
Correct. All right.
I'm glad I explained this, bro. And we're not adding bees. It's actually the word buns.
All right. And Ice Cobra said, DC United, we got to talk about this game. They went to Subaru Park and got a damn seven spot,
bro,
put on him.
Wayne Rooney got back on the plane. he said, no puedo.
He said, after the fourth goal, he's like, honey, pack the bags.
Yeah, player coach, maybe? Y'all might need me, bro.
How does, you know, look, as NYCFC fans.
SKC fan TV said they got SKC'd.
As NYCFC fans, we are sadly too familiar with 7-0 results. You know, or if you're a fan of the Brazilian national team, you've seen seven put up on you. But for
the good news is you're gonna win a title in 2 years.
So
if NYC has anything to rate yourself by,
this result, I mean, DC United, up and down year, they haven't, you know, obviously they let go of their coach Hernan Losada because you know, he was like a dance mom. He needed them to be thin and beautiful. and look, it just didn't work out. A lot of players weren't happy with it, but for them to go to Philadelphia and rivalry week and really get smacked like this, it this tends to happen, you know, after the third, fourth goal. You're dejected. You saw that with DC. Like,
a 3-0 loss means you played badly. A 7-0 loss means something went wrong. You know what I mean? Something in the flux capacitor was broken. Something happened. A defender was having heat stroke or something, was having a bad day. Your tactics were off. That's typically not a sign of, like, you know, someone out chess moved you. You know what I mean?
Right.
That means you showed up with checkers pieces to play chess. Something went wrong. It's not, to me, it's like anything over a 3-0 or a 4-0 is like, nah, shit was off that day. Your team gave up midway. You know what I mean? Nothing you could do was fixing it. The goalkeeper had a sty in his eye. Something happened.
And I mean, the goals, Julian Carranza, had a hat trick, and then Bedoya He's a scoring threat. We all know this, but he is more of a holding mid, and when you're holding mid,
DC United holding mid right now, bro.
when your holding midfielder is out in the box, enjoying himself, getting on the end of headers, right. Making it look easy. This is when you realize, obviously, DC United are really, really in a bad spot,
and bro. They beat Orlando 5-3 wild match,
right.
You know, the vibes were good, and then they showed up, and Philly was like, yo, I hope you brought extra luggage, because we're going to make you hold
that. The one thing I love is after matches, the social media team will usually give, like, the social media person will give their phone to a player, and then they do selfie style, like, yo, thank you fans for coming out to this game.
Right.
What a great game. And you could tell, especially with Bedoya's, if you go to Philadelphia Union's Twitter, you could tell with Bedoya, he was keeping in the biggest grin and smile. He wanted to be like, seven, bitch.
Wow. He would be like, yo, did you see what we just did to your man?
Damn, bro, you shouldn't be allowed back in Philly.
Uncomfortable, bro. Should we play the next one on neutral ground? Because this feels wrong.
He is giddy with excitement. I'm like, bro.
Hit him with the never forget.
But, absolutely brutal for Philadelphia. I mean, for DC.
I wish I would have seen Claudia Payan, right? That's her name?
Yeah, Claudia.
I wish I would have seen what she had to do after that.
I feel bad.
We're like homies.
Like,
hey, you know, sometimes you got to do one of them joints. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it's tough. Even the whole
video is just going.
Bro, it's part of the game. I mean, look, when, you know, same thing. When we.
Bedoya fighting Congress on the field.
The Georgia Congress. Yeah.
The World Conference Congress.
Look, whenever NYCFC play Red Bull and you know, we take the L, we gotta do the same thing. We gotta eat crow or whatever.
It happens to all of us. Yes. It's gonna happen to everybody.
It's part of the game. But now we now know Wayne Rooney will be the next head coach for DC United. What do we think of this move?
I think the Wayne Rooney saga, it started out with me saying, like, this dude too old, it's too high, he ain't never gonna make it. And then he played lights out. Obviously, that one highlight is probably, I would say, maybe the second biggest highlight of his career, besides the bicycle kick.
Okay.
You know, sort of standing like that, is him chasing a dude, Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
In his 30s, chasing somebody down, gassed, and then obviously the assist to Lucho Acosta.
Will Johnson, right? That's who he was chasing down. That kid.
Yeah.
I believe his name is Will Johnson.
Maybe. But obviously the assist to Lucho Acosta, the shortest dude on the pitch,
who
jumps up for a header, scores. They drew. That wasn't winning the game, right? That was a draw.
I think it was a win. It was late in the season.
Right.
They needed a point to get a playoff spot, so it was an important game.
So the feeling around Wayne Rooney as a player was like, oh, this dude actually came out here. He's leaving it all on the pitch. He's doing his thing. And then he leaves. We have some theories. There was a school shooting. That was the reason I thought maybe.
Yeah,
it seemed like his wife was like, we got to get the kids out of this country. They leave pretty abruptly, becomes a player coach at Derby. Oh, then takes over. But also, as Derby County gets put in administration, they get docked points. He sets out to stick around and try to save this team.
Right.
It kind of made me feel like, yo, him as a person, the perception of him is now completely changed. He's completely taken this on his own shoulders. He's doing the right thing. He's kind of stepping up for this club. It was kind of beautiful to see. Look, they end up getting relegated. He decides he wants to leave. I think he did enough. And to now come back here as a player coach to say, I kind of have unfinished business. And I need to go back there and kind of...
Well, he's not a player. He's not coming back as a player.
I'm sorry.
Coach,
he's coming back as a coach. Yeah. And not as a player. As a coach is what I meant to say. Mm-hmm. It feels like he kind of has like a little bit of unfinished business. He's coming to sort of finalize what he set out to do here. I kind of like this move.
DC needs something to kind of motivate them. By all accounts, Wayne Rooney was beloved by his teammates. He was kind. He took care of his teammates, whether it's, you know, paying for meals, helping people out. All the stories about him were just absolutely immensely positive. So I think this is, you know, I said this yesterday. You go from disciplinarian coach to the chill coach.
How do you think he's going to be the chill coach?
He's going to be the chill coach.
What makes you think that? Because I don't think he was that necessarily at Darby.
He seems like a more sensitive, a more just like kind.
He is the arm around the player. Kind
yeah,
of the
yeah,
guy.
Yeah. And he, you know, just recently retired from playing, and he's a legend, right? So I think it's a good move.
Do you think it'll work out in the trophy cabinet?
If with time, with maybe a couple signings, you know, having a coach in Wayne Rooney means that you'll be able to sign players that played with him in FIFA and highly respect him. So I think he's going to have a good opportunity to bring in some big names.
Interesting. Because I'm not sure people would, players of that ilk would trust their careers to him.
Why not?
Because I don't think he's shown enough on the sideline tactically as a manager, as a coach, as someone who picks, you know, sort of how the team plays. I don't think he's shown enough to be like, yeah, no, it's not just maybe at the end of their career. He's right here. Yeah. Okay. There's stuff being delivered. The vibes are fire in the show, bro. I don't think he's shown enough for me to be like, nah, this is the, what should we call it? I can trust this guy with the end of my career. Maybe the end of my career, but not like, I don't think they're going to get like that 27-year-old.
Look,
like Jesse Lingard is being rumored.
Okay. But you're saying essentially that, you know, he hasn't shown enough. He hasn't shown enough because he hasn't been a manager very long. So this is his best opportunity on a bigger stage, arguably, than being in what, League One with Derby?
No, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he'll have a...
He's certainly going to get paid more.
Right, and there's already a track record of managers coming from Europe doing pretty well in MLS and moving on to a bigger opportunity back in Europe.
Using that as a springboard.
Patrick Vieira, Jesse Marsh, there was another one.
Jesse Marsh didn't come from Europe, but I get your point.
Ronnie Dyla or whatever.
Ronnie Dyla, yeah, right. Yeah.
So I think it's getting to the point where MLS, as even from a managerial perspective, where it's not like this knock on your record.
Also, I do think we need to get to the point, and I feel like we've gotten to it, where MLS is no longer a retirement league. You're always going to have a bunch of older players that are going to come here. Small handful of them, right? Especially if LAFC has got anything to say about it. You're always going to have the older players that come here to finish out their career. So you're always going to have that. But I do think we're at the point now where that necessarily doesn't really equate to the marketing opportunity you think it will. I think it's smarter to have the coaches like your Vieiras, like your Rooneys, like your Thierry Henrys that come in that were big players, start their coaching careers out here and use that as an opportunity to bring some players in that can help guide the youth that want to, like, that played with Thierry Henry and think like, all right, the end of my career, I'll come hang out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't you agree? Like, now is the time where, like, instead of a retirement player, you should have players that were stars start their coaching careers here. I think that brings in more marketing opportunity. I think that's the smarter choice.
Maybe. I mean, but there's a lot of competition for those coaches. I mean, it's not easy to attract a coach in MLS, especially when their majority of their experience and footballing experience has been in Europe, because they deal with the same biases that a lot of fans, you know, will post a video about saying anything about MLS.
My guy just pronounced it biases, bro. Hell yeah, dude. Get in there, bro. I like it, yo. My guy English, yo. He aluminium. Shit, yo. He said biases. Let's go. Schedule. Let me check my schedule, bro. Which we'll call it. SKC Fan TV said that's still retirement, ba. It is, but the point I'm trying to say is you don't get a player that's past it and still make him play. I'd rather see like a Pirlo instead of having played. I would have rather seen him manage or coach here.
Look, I just I would rather, I mean, as a fan, I don't really care who's managing. If the team plays well, then they play well. I hope if they're European, if they're American,
I'm talking about this subject in particular. Don't you think the league is at the point now where instead of looking at a Chiellini as someone who can play, and like Bale is Bale, he's preparing himself for the World Cup, but like a player like Chiellini, wouldn't it be dope to see Chiellini come in and manage or coach as opposed to play.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, when he's over it. Wouldn't you say that's doper? As a league, on a league level. Think of it from a bird's eye view. Stop thinking of it as a fan. Just thinking about where the league has come from.
Right. And I would say yes, but I'll go back to the point I made. Why would he? How can an MLS team attract Chiellini to be a manager?
Did it with Thierry Henry, went to Montreal Impact.
Okay, so it happens, but that's one example. MLS has been around several years. It's going to take time.
Patrick Vieira.
I'm saying
Charundolo's back now, basically starting his coaching career here.
Right. So, but you're saying would it be doper? And I'm saying
no. I'm saying as a league, wouldn't it be dope if like we moved on from players like Chiellini, thinking like, oh, I could go to this league and play.
Yeah,
for
but it's not.
Years.
But the point I'm making is not MLS's decision solely to make, because they have to deal with the fact that those potential managers will see it as a step down going to MLS. They have to convince them.
I think players like Rooney coming in will start to change that perception. Well,
yes. We have to take the steps
to
get there.
Are we arguing while agreeing? What the hell is wrong with you?
But you're saying...
You say biases once and you become a different person.
You're saying like, this is... We should get away from retirement
league
players.
No. I'm saying if we look back in 5 years, it'd be dope if this was the turn where we're no longer, you know, being the retirement player league, and we're now the players that are retiring that want to be managers. No, this is a great place to start that.
I know what I would say? I would say that... European player.
Gonna say this is the most aggressive agreement. I don't get what's in his head, bro.
I would say that the MLS clubs might be a little too big for a European player to have his first coaching job in MLS. I think the responsibility is MLS has gotten to the point.
Bro, I'm gonna pull up Vancouver Whitecaps. I'm gonna put a hole in my face, the logo, and I want you to say that to my face, bro.
First job, would you want Pirlo to be for his first managerial job? It was Juve.
Didn't Juve? That's what I'm saying. What are we talking about? If Juve could do it, wouldn't we?
And how did that go?
How dare you, FC Dallas, to say no to Pirlo?
I think there might be some clubs that it might work with, but I think some clubs it might
Give
not.
Give me an example of one where it wouldn't.
It's just...
Obviously, look.
Thomas before said... about that he would rather have an MLS next coach or an assistant because of their familiarity with the league. I think MLS is a different type of league than happening in Europe.
There's always going to be that, right? There's always going to be the learning curve that is associated with MLS, because you can't be a coach and be like, oh, we need three new center backs. This isn't working. You'd be like, yeah, that ain't happening, bro. We got a cap. I get that. But if you're – give me an example of a team – that wouldn't take a big name player that's retiring tomorrow that wanted to manage and shown the proficiency in management, kind of like a Mikel Arteta. Even at the end of his career, people were like, this guy's going to be a great manager, because he already showed the willingness to do that.
And he was an assistant for years at Man City.
That doesn't matter. But his first opportunity.
You cannot say it doesn't matter.
But that's the type of player I'm still talking about. They became an assistant somewhere. Their first head coach / managerial position could be at a place like MLS. If he didn't have the relationship that he had with Arsenal, I could see him getting an opportunity at a different league that's maybe at a slightly lower level, like an MLS or like a Belgium. Like not Julian Lescott. What's my guy's name?
I don't know. Chris is holding something up. I can't
Who's
tell.
Who's Kompany? Vincent Kompany became player manager. What, did Dybala get a team? Is that Walter Zenga?
Zenga.
What happened with him? New England. Oh, his first opportunity was New England.
He was a foreign Italian.
Foreign Italian. He only knows Italian players. I swear to God.
You mean Chris Italia only knows Italian players?
His last name is Italian. I still don't think that's real. I don't think he's giving us his government name. You never spoke to Alexis Buono?
Kenny Sloth is saying the Sounders wouldn't. Alexis, the Sounders wouldn't do that.
Okay. They
wouldn't.
You're talking about, let's say, when Schmetz is done, right?
Right.
You're telling me they wouldn't give an opportunity to pick a player that's on his way out that's a big name. Mohamed Eldeni?
No, I look, Would there be clubs that would take that chance? Of course there would. I'm not saying none would, but
give me an example of one that wouldn't when their current manager is done. Because Sporting Kansas City have a legacy manager or a coach.
Clubs that have a winning history, a culture built in for
give me an
across
example.
The Sounders would be a great example.
You're telling me if Schmetzer announces he's retiring tomorrow. Or at the end of the season. Tomorrow he announces retiring at the end of the season. That they wouldn't give the opportunity to a big name of the ilk of Rooney. Even though this isn't even Rooney's first managerial position, he managed in the championship. They wouldn't give the opportunity to someone like a Rooney.
I think they would be on the list of candidates, but I think they would go with someone more experienced in MLS first.
Schmetzer wasn't even experienced in MLS.
What are you? He was an assistant with
he
the
was
Sounders
an assistant.
For years.
Not as the main guy.
He was with the Sounders forever.
He wasn't the main guy. He didn't have head coaching experience.
He didn't, but he had MLS experience. That's what I'm saying.
So then what are we talking about? What if they were an assistant in Europe? You don't think they'd give him that opportunity?
They might. They might. I'm just saying some certain
I'm
clubs
not saying
wouldn't.
Hang up the boots, pick up a whistle.
Right. I know you're not saying that. I'm saying certain clubs.
I think you smoke.
Wouldn't.
It. I think you drop it.
Take the risk
the show.
Because they have an established culture that they probably prefer going with. If there's a club that is on a losing streak and they can't really
the
figure things out,
the Revolution wouldn't do it. They did it. They did it, bro. Who was the man's before Bruce Arena? They did it.
It was Friedel.
Yeah.
Okay.
First managerial job after being a player in Europe.
And it didn't work out.
It didn't work out. I'm not saying it'll always work out, but they did it.
Sean said Cincinnati would do it. Cincinnati would do it.
Cincinnati would take anybody, bro. You put a wig on a bag of chips, Cincinnati would be like, we'll interview him.
Kenny Sauce said, I take Preki. Gonzo, that's Pineda, I'm assuming. Traore, I don't know who that is. Andy Rose. I don't know those, but please let me know the full names. Thomas said Union wouldn't. Yeah, I think there's some clubs that would. I don't
Kenny
know why.
Slott said MLS doesn't matter. Sounders matter.
I don't know why this is so shocking to you that some clubs wouldn't
I think
take this risk.
I honestly think you're way off. I think maybe.
All right. The next time we talk to a GM or somebody at a club, well, we can ask them these questions.
We have these high end. Well, smoking cigars.
We had the
pipes.
Nashville GM Mike Jacobs
smoking
on.
Our fucking
I'm gonna text Mike Jacobs this exact. I'm gonna send him this clip. I'm like, Mike, where? And he was the GM at Sporting Kansas
He's
City
gonna
as well.
Say some GM shit. Like, we would give an opportunity to the best possible.
So, we can't, ask an expert in this field to debunk Alexis's stupid ideas.
It's ridiculous. By the way, I'm taking a 5 second break from the show to say, hey, Chris, someone's at the door waving an invoice at you. Okay. We're live at the Stand NYC, everybody.
Shouts to the Stand getting invoices. Yeah. You know how we do
we
out
got
here.
Deliveries coming up. Okay, this is a text from the owner of the Stand. Walter Zenga was a World Cup goalkeeper for Italy in 1990. Everybody remembers that, Ryan. He came to MLS in 1998 and became a head coach a few years later. Clearly, a history of European players getting the first coaching job. It's one of many. Thank you, our new producer. Chris Italian.
Are they zero?
You're fired, Chris. Stop talking about 1990 goalkeepers, bro.
Okay. All right. Well, let's.
Rumors San Jose hiring Landon Donovan as head coach. This is what I'm talking about. He's currently coaching at a lower league, right?
Yes.
He's at the San Diego Loyal.
Tons of MLS experience.
Tons of MLS experience. That part doesn't necessarily matter. He played in Europe. He was on loan at Everton. No, but it doesn't matter that they're just European. I'm talking about big names. You get big name players to get their first opportunity. Big names, huge names you guys remember, like Walter Zenga. Huge, the biggest names.
Everybody, hold up your Walter Zenga tattoos. Right? We know you got them.
Remember when your dad showed up with his back tattooed? And you were like, yo, who is that? Oh my God, is that my childhood hero, Walter Zenga?
I love playing Zenga. It's a great game.
What's that show on CBS where the guy says Bazanga? Because he loves Walter Zenga.
What a weird pairing of names, by the way.
That's like Kevin Lasagna. Why is an Italian guy named Kevin? The lasagna is not even the interesting part. You're Italian. Kevin? Where'd you get Kevin from?
Okay. Let's move on.
That's like if you met a dude from the Dominican Republic named Gianluca Platano. You'd be like, all right, but where'd that first part come from? The Platano, we can talk about in a second. Where did the first part come from? My guy from Canada named Guadalupe Maple Syrup. I got questions about the first name.
Okay, let's move on. Hector Herrera.
A nice Cobra said, giant Zenga at the backyard barbecue is my favorite.
Okay. Hector Herrera made his debut for the Houston Dynamo.
Uh-huh.
And this was incredible to see an absolutely packed BBVA stadium.
Do you think this will last, though? Because it worked.
Right.
Bringing in this player has shifted the ticket sales.
They did. At least the day one sales were a hit.
Will this last?
I hope so. And look, I think so. And there's something about this signing that is, you know, a lot of people are excited about, you know, Gareth Bale and Chiellini and these big names coming in. But this is a player that can shift how the team is viewed in a city.
By the way, I'm going to pin Robin Seguini's comment because she said Alexis's names ran just made me laugh so hard my ribs hurt. That gets pinned.
Okay.
This is the type of analysis we need, bro. Or as Christian would say it, analysis.
Okay.
That one was just for me.
Thomas said, how did it take Houston this long to sign a Mexican player? Great question.
Shocked. They got a Puerto Rican player on there before a Mexican player, bro.
The Puerto Ricans show up to Houston.
All seven Puerto Ricans in Houston show up going, coño, es un calor para acá.
But no, it was great to see this game. The game ended in a draw, but the who did they play? They played Dallas. All right, so this obviously,
yeah, they drew 2-2. FC Dallas is a strong team this year, bro.
Very much so. And there was a goal. I saw Fafa.
There was a goal. There are four of them.
Fafa Pico, a
he
goal.
He got denied a goal.
Yeah, because they said he was in an offside position. But it was you know, we had the conversation about the Crew Philly game.
This was offside in the sense that he impaired the keeper.
Or
influenced the keeper's decision to not dive.
Yeah, but this one even way more, it should have been a goal. It didn't, like, he was, yes, in an offside position. I didn't think he had any real influence on the goal.
Bro, we are Fafa Pico fans. Dead ass. Fafa knows how to wear Tim's, you feel me? He calls them Uptowns, and he knows that a dub is a bad thing. And I think it's because he's from New York that they call that back. I think there's an anti-New York biases.
Okay.
You feel me?
I love Alexis learning on the job. You know what I mean?
He's yo. Like,
you can see.
Put that one. You know they say if you use it three times in a row in a sentence, it's your word now.
It's like Beetlejuice, I think.
What was that thing that they used to say if you shut the lights off in your bathroom and you say it into the mirror?
Is it Bloody Mary?
Yeah. Bloody was Mary. That it?
Yeah, I think it was that.
What was it that somebody would show up? What was the thing? Like someone would open the door and smack him in the back of the head or something. What was the end of it?
No, it's not an episode of Punked. It was like she would be in the mirror and like scare you or something like that.
But so when we were kids, we used to say, like, if you cover your face and you say whatever, like, well, I don't know, Beetlejuice, whatever. There was like you pick a word that whatchamacallit, that the ghost would come inside you or something.
Oh boy. Okay.
Okay. Well, I went to Catholic school too. Cover your face. So,
wow. You
know, no, the ghost would
Mr. Ghost.
Up.
My body, my choice.
Wow.
I am not keeping this ghost.
I can't take care of this ghost now in 18 states. Whatchamacallit? No, like the spirit would whatever. Come inside you. I don't know how else to say. But when they did it, you would just smack him in the back of the head.
I'm just trying to talk about Hector Herrera and his influence on the Houston community.
Did you guys ever do this? Cardinal of the Archbiocese.
Join us on Patreon where Alexis will finish this terrible analogy.
Eric getting said, up the white belly. Come on, you white bellies. Only if you let us.
Robin Seguini said, I think the word Alexis is looking for is possessed.
Yes. you would get possessed by the ghost. So if anyone did it, you cover your face. As soon as they said whatever the word was three times, you just smack them in the back of the head.
Got it.
Because they stupid. You feel me?
Mm,
okay. For believing in ghosts.
So, Hector Herrera, I'm genuinely excited about this signing. I think it is a just a huge move, and it can bring Houston back to the, you know, the kind of their, I don't know if MLS Cup winning days, but it can bring them back to at least just more relevant, being more relevant in their city. Because seeing that stadium empty, and then, you know, they play their games sometimes during the day in the ridiculous heat or whatever.
It should be illegal. But okay, look, they a couple years ago they adjusted their logo. 2 years ago,
right.
Or was it last year? Last year, I believe, was the first year they rebranded. The thing that I really love is that they kind of branded the men's and women's team similarly to show it's one. That I love.
Mm-hmm.
But we always thought, like, this shouldn't be the end of the tinkering. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's not just a, yo, we got a new logo, buy season tickets. You need to put the product on the field. The fact that it took this long says a lot about who's been in charge in Houston. But now they've done it. They've seen positive results. Bruh, what are you doing? Go out and get a second, third Mexican.
All right. Yeah, I don't think it's that easy.
No, but I mean, this is, I get that they're being slow and they're being methodical. But look, you've seen positive results. This is the most spirited I've seen that stadium in a very long time.
Yeah. I mean, look, when those first games are always, you know, when Zlatan got there, when David Beckham or whatever, those first games, that this is how it should go.
Remember the first Pirlo game?
Yeah, yeah.
It was massive. It was insane.
It's exciting, and that's how it should be. So, look, they until they win regularly, they're not going to be able to sell tickets that easily. If Hector Herrera is there and they're, you know, dropping points all day,
yeah, no,
it's not going to make much of a difference. But
speaking of follow up, hit that like button if you haven't already. We've got 15 likes. We got 40 of y'all watching. Hit that like button.
Okay. But yeah, overall,
SKC Fan TV says stop the simple logos for the love of God. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Simple how? Everyone's now digital first. Like we saw with Venezia, they changed from like that sort of lion with the wings coming at you to the V with the lion kind of cut into it. You know, everything's got to be digital first now.
Right, right.
Return the crayon flag.
That for a New England Revolution.
Is that what that was? That's actually hilarious.
So
Eric Keating said, "I love our logo." There, yeah, the Timbers logo seems kind of timeless, doesn't it?
Yeah, I agree. They've updated it. They updated it from the old one, but it is.
But they also changed the yellow to gold a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah,
maybe like 8 years ago, they kind of updated
the slight updates.
I like that. I fucks with it, but I kind of like that timeless. I also really like NYCFC's logo.
I think it's great.
Yeah. Rebel logo, I'm not a fan of. Regardless of...
I mean, it's because it's busy. There's a lot going on.
It's just, yeah, it's very 2003.
Okay. You know, maybe they'll do a rebrand someday.
No.
I mean, they went from MetroStars to Rebel.
I would suggest you go get Puerto Rican players.
Okay. So a couple other things. Did you see the goal?
Hans Wolf said, yo, where are the burritos at, dogs? Burritos.
I don't know. That's literally out of nowhere.
Now I'm hungry.
Thank you for becoming a member, Hans. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Super fan. We love you, homie. So, Hans actually stopped me in the street.
In the street?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of honking, and I was like, yo, I'm not even in your way. I was already going to get angry. Turns out it was my dude hopped down. He was like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, you were just like, I can dress however I want. I don't need anybody honking at me.
And then I honked, and I'm like, nope, I got a mirror, baby. I know what you're seeing.
Okay, a couple other things. Did you see the goal from
And Wayne Rooney was just made official. Hey,
look at that. Right on the...
Wayne live.
We announced it. Congratulations. Did you see the goal from Roger Espinoza, Sporting Kansas City?
I absolutely did. I did not think he had this in his locker.
This was surreal.
Even when he was like starting to kick, he was like, yo, this is crazy. I should not be doing this. It wasn't halfway, was it?
A little bit, maybe 10 yards ahead of the halfway line.
He was past the center circle.
Yeah, yeah, he was. So Romel Kyoto is trying to pass the ball. Roger Espinoza gets in the way, blocks the ball, then runs towards it. Espinoza, Kyoto, a bad touch, and the wherewithal to press, then win the ball, get in between two defenders, and then hit the ball 40 yards out over the goalkeeper. Roger Espinoza, this man is older than Waka Flocka.
He's released a song sooner than Waka Flocka. Can I ask why Romel Kyoto was back there?
I don't know. I only saw the highlight. I didn't see
Me too. I didn't see the match. SKC Fan TV, could you just let us know what the hell is going on? What bummer clot is going on? There's a reason
Kyoto
why.
Is a striker.
He's a striker.
Playing what? He looked like he was playing center back at that moment. Maybe it was a set piece.
He looked like he was in as bad a position as that dude from, Canadian Premier League who kicked the ball.
Oh my God.
Off the
yeah,
line.
We'll talk about that.
That match figure.
No, I don't want to make it that accusation, but that was wild. I gotta show that.
SKC Fan TV said I ran around the room. Just a man, just saying, dude, back in the chat, absolute homie.
But FanX, so I said, red card Roger, normally skies those shots. Amazing block, steals, and the shot.
Bro, it was amazing to see. I thought it was going to be kind of like one of those like laughable highlights as I'm watching it.
Right.
And then it went in, and I was like, Diablo.
I mean, it's honestly one of the most incredible goals. And this is what.
Do not show it on the stream.
I think I can't because it's MLS.
Just don't do it.
What are you worried? Like, this is a.
Just don't do it.
This is Alexis.
I don't know why you play these games, bro.
Alexis is like, bro, I don't care, but I'll say whatever I want. But no. They're going to flag us.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I kind of think.
All you get is.
My goal is for this channel to be our future.
You don't get flagged. All they do is sometimes.
Just don't.
Monetize.
Do it.
Come on, bro. You don't want the show to be good?
Vibes, man.
What were we talking about? Roger Espinoza. I forgot what I was going to show. Oh, no, the other goal. The dude from Canadian Premier League. If you haven't seen this, it's on our Twitter. But this guy... The ball arrives to I believe he's
the
forward.
About the Canadian Premier.
Yeah, yeah. The ball arrives to the dude.
No, there was a cross comes in. A player one times it's a little bit behind him or it's a little bit in front of him, so it kind of lunges forward at it and it squeaks underneath
the
lunging goalkeeper's feet. He's kind of on his back and the ball's just starting to go through. The guy who shot it is in the goal, so he's watching the ball come through. The other striker, I believe his name is Akito, comes over and clears it off the line. And the first striker who had kicked the ball is like, dude, what are you doing? It was literally on the line. No one knows what's going on. Did you see he made a statement?
No, I did not see his statement.
Okay. So if you go to One Soccer, if you go to their Instagram, they have a photo of him. Here he is. Okay, his name is Velour FC striker William Akio on goal line clearance error. He said, I really just missed a wide open... He cleared the ball.
You did. He could have done nothing, and
it would have gone in.
Right.
He said, "I really just missed a wide open net. It's as simple as that. Everyone makes mistakes on the job. It's part of life. I will bounce back as I always have in life and football. Sometimes we're tested not to show our weakness, but to discover our strength." You may realize that the words missing from there are, I am sorry.
My bad,
oops,
bruh.
I done fucked up. There's something going on here.
You think so?
Look, these guys make, what, $30,000 a year? Do you think this dude had a bet that this guy wouldn't score?
No, I mean, I think he was trying to celebrate the goal. You know how sometimes...
No, then he would have said that. He said, I just missed a wide open net. That means he's inferring to the fact that he thought he was helping the ball go in by kicking
also, maybe
on the opposite side of the ball.
So maybe he was genuinely actually trying to kick the ball in and he just hit it on the wrong spot.
You're watching this.
Right. I am watching it.
No, even his reaction.
He's pointing to the goal.
No, even his reaction isn't like, oh, no. His reaction is like, woo.
No.
We lucky that one didn't go in.
No. He is pointing at the goal saying it crossed the line.
That doesn't make any sense. Why put your foot on it?
Because that happens all the time.
Wouldn't you? No, you'd kick it harder into the net.
I think he was, look, I'm assuming that I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he was actually trying to score and kicked the ball on the wrong spot.
He cleared it off the line, Christian. I don't understand what you don't see. He cleared it.
He did clear it. Was he intending to clear it? We don't know what his intent was.
His foot went the wrong way.
Look, it's clearly bad. I'm just going to say, I'm not going to assume that it's match fixing.
We're talking about Velour versus Halifax Wanderers.
Right, which everybody is invested in.
By the way, Velour ends up winning the match 1-0, and they overtake Halifax Wanderers, HFX Wanderers FC, to be top of the league in the Canadian Premier League. We've always said this is a Canadian Premier League show. So he did. They end up winning. But this goal line clearance by the striker has gone mega viral. And everyone's wondering, like, Doug, what was in your brain? If this was a mistake, you say this was a mistake. I thought I was going to kick it in, and by mistake, I kicked it out. That's not what he said. This dude basically goes, yeah, I really just missed a wide open net. That's if it goes wide. He stopped the ball from going in on purpose.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. You can't have bravado. The whole world, for the first time, is talking about Canadian Premier League. And by the way, my Arsenal group chat was like, yo, what MLS game is this? I'm like, no, don't you dare.
Don't even get started with that.
Don't you put this on us. Canada is a different country. They still got your queen on their money.
But does it look bad?
Yes.
Of course. Of course it looks really bad. I mean, I'm not defending this dude's decision or what. Look, yes, could he have...
Nick Red said, quote Christian, I'm not going to assume evil intent, Alexis quote. I live for inferring evil intent.
Because, you know, I mean, if we... I'm going to assume that the players playing this sport are...
You know what? This clip you could show because it's Canadian Premier League. They're not going to come for us.
Okay. Oh,
they're probably going to thank us.
How kind of you, Alexis. But no, you can see it here. And I can't... I'm going
to... The team in white are trying to score.
I'm going to assume that it's like that he's an actual player that is not... You know, that there's no match fixing and that he's playing with good intention. That
I don't
want to
sit
mistake.
Here and say... It's match fixing.
It's a big accusation to say.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to say that is. But for the people that think it might be, I could see why you would think that.
Right.
Is that enough? look, you're seeing it here, right? Okay, look, he's got control of the ball, sends a cross, player lunges forward, goes beyond the ball. The ball squibs past the goalkeeper. What are you doing?
It looks bad.
Body language. Look at his reaction. He pointed back at the line.
He pointed back at the line.
I think he pointed back to say, like, yo, it didn't go over.
I think he pointed back the line to say, it went over, call it a goal.
Manchester United said Harry Maguire should take note. Somebody said that they should not, Manchester United needs to bring this guy in as a center back. Absolutely hilarious.
So it's inexplicable. I don't know. I'm glad the team won because he would have probably dealt with a lot more, absolute craziness if the team lost.
He should be.
But no, even a lot of the other.
If he made a mistake, then it's a mistake. But you got to show a bit more contrition than that. You can't just be like, whatever, dude, I missed a wide open
right,
net.
Yeah. I would say.
That's like crashing your homie's car and being like, it'll buff out. I don't know why you're being so weird about this. They're like, you wrapped around a pole.
I've heard I think it was either the team or teammates basically come out to defend him and they were showing other goals that he has scored that have been
spectacular. No, apparently he's a very good striker.
He's a good player. Look, it's just a brain fart, made a mistake.
My point is, you made it worse with that statement. You got to be like, I feel absolutely horrible. I can't believe I let my team down. I thought I was pushing the ball in for a second there, I could completely lost. I saw the ball going in. My instinct was to clear the ball. I realized it was a mistake. I'll be better. I'll learn. Whatever the case.
Alexis should be the professional apology writer.
Bro, let me write your statements, fam. Alexis trying to cover up wire transfer sent to this dude to score that goal. I'm saying. If this is the most blatant point shaving of all time,
uh-huh.
If this is real.
Okay. A couple other games we should at least talk about real quick. LAFC against Galaxy at Trafico.
If you say the score, bro.
3-2. Wow, who cares about the score? Nobody cares about the score, but it's not even relevant to what I'm going to talk about. But this was a huge game. Is this the first time LAFC beat Galaxy?
No.
They beat them in the playoffs. I think in the regular season. This was a the fact that they won this game, and you know, I don't know whether to praise to focus on praising LAFC or worrying about LA Galaxy. Because LA Galaxy look like they are just really not a team that's going to be a threat come playoff time.
I'm just letting you. We're reviewing a match that happened. How many days ago? I'm letting you do it.
It happened on Friday.
Okay.
Do you not want to? You don't care about
this
game.
Tuesday.
You don't care about this game.
I think people have talked about it already.
Okay. You heard it here first, folks.
You know what I want to talk about?
Alexis does not want to talk about this.
You know what I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
This is, so hold on. Go ahead. Will I pull this up?
No.
Okay.
Well, Alexis wants to talk about something.
We could do this in time as it's happening.
Okay.
This, I'm going to send this to you. How do I send you something?
Text it.
Text it to you?
Yeah.
Oh, wait till you see this. This is what I want to talk about. You want to talk about LA Galaxy holding L's. This is what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Look, every once in a while, Europeans will make fun of, MLS fans. And we always defend, right? Even when the dude who was like, come on, Seattle. Fight and win.
Right.
You can hear in that video that it's a call and return that's happening at that stadium. It's been happening for a long time. One side says it. The other side repeats it. It's kind of cool. It reminds you of almost like the Marseille, right? Marseille Stadium. They have supporters on both ends, right? And then every once in a while, somebody is like, I'm going to take it upon myself to be a MLS super fan. And we're like, no, please don't. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this dude is that.
Yes.
I don't want to look, if you believe in your art, you got to put it out there, right? So that part of it, I fucks with.
Right.
You shouldn't have hit send. You shouldn't have hit
send. I don't want to necessarily just pile on this kid.
No, I'm not piling on.
Or it is when people try to bring their creativity
right
to American soccer.
Say, I'm an artist.
You gotta. Partly, you gotta applaud them for taking the chance.
It's what we did. We said we have a skill,
mm-hmm.
right? We're funny. Let's be funny and talk about MLS. I'm sure to some people, some of the jokes we've made are cringe or uncomfortable. Absolutely, right? But yo, you gotta put it out there and hope for the best.
Right.
I don't think the best happened.
So this young man is an LA Galaxy fan, and
can they hear it?
They can't hear it right now, but he made a song, to support LA Galaxy in El Tráfico, and this is. I mean, look, it's not the best representation.
It's a bit of a rough draft, right?
But you know what? I'll give him credit here. I think he's a decent singer.
He's a good singer.
I think he's a good singer.
Also, not a bad songwriter. I just think you gotta tweak it a little
bit. It is just that when you try to be sincere.
That's the problem.
When you try to be sincere in American soccer, or any look, in general, I would say if this dude did this in England... Bro, you can't be sincerity. They will attack it. They will find it and they will crush it.
The reason why we fucks with Pepper Mills so much is because she's quote unquote taking the piss.
Yes. And she's self-aware.
She is very self-aware.
Uh-huh.
That is missing. And look, again, I think this dude is great. Yo, if you want to make the theme song to this show, go for it.
Hit me up.
Bro, I like this dude a lot. What's his name? Randy Bruce.
Randy Bruce.
My guy, Randy. Shouts to you.
Two first names.
Right. Can't trust you, but shouts to you. I will say, though, this is the Canadian Premier League goal clearance by a striker. Why was Romel Kyoto back there? That is what I'm saying to you.
So I'll play this. I'll play a little bit of it. It's 2 minutes.
It's too long, though.
And that is...
It's too long, though.
We love you, but it's too long.
It's too long, fam.
So here goes.
Play a little bit of the...
song, all right.
He's play a little bit of the beginning.
Okay.
Already.
Oh, wait. I figured I would put it back out there. So, LA Galaxy, if you see this and comment, I'll be blown away. All right. We conquered America from New York to Seattle. LAFC moved in. They weren't prepared for battle.
Okay.
We're the original team.
Ooh, uncomfortable.
In all of MLS.
That's not true.
If you want to play here, you've got to be the best.
It's also not true.
Okay. It's not, it's, this is, I don't want to show more. Because this
No, we got to get till he hits the. He got to.
You want the chorus?
You got to have a little bit of the chorus in there. Because right now he's building the tension.
Right, right. I want to fast forward. It takes a long time to get there.
It takes a long time. Kid's good at foreplay. I'm
not going to. LA Galaxy.
Galaxy.
We're LA Galaxy. We're LA Galaxy. It's where the stars want to be. Five stars, but even greater names. Going for a six, man, it's just in our game.
Okay, I have to stop. It's getting...
Can you translate what happened at the end there?
I can't do any more of it. Again.
What did he say at the end? Going for 6 minutes just ain't our game?
I don't want to play it.
Go back.
We don't need an analysis. Play. What is
no,
it?
No.
This
no.
is be, now be this
bar
is,
for bar.
This is pop up video.
Yo, but hold on. What does my man say? Kenny Slaw said, "You have to stop that man." Wait, do you have to stop that comma man, or you gotta stop that man? Which one is it?
Okay. Okay.
You've got to be the best. LA Galaxy.
Why are you so far back?
We're LA Galaxy. We're LA Galaxy.
Okay.
It's where the stars want to be. Five stars, right. But even greater names. Going for a six, man, it's just in our game.
Oh, Kobe. Going for six, like the six star.
Going for a six star. Going for a six.
Man, it's just in our, it's just our game.
Okay, so look, again. It isn't.
Yo, put the stop sign emoji in the chat if you don't want us to. We'll play this whole thing if you don't flood the chat.
If you don't hit
stop sign,
if
bro.
You don't hit like, we are gonna.
Kenny Slaw put LA Galaxy. All right.
Okay,
Tom. By the way, shouts to Milton Gerdine, who said this dude ends up with Kim K in another universe.
So look, it's not, again, it's not a bad song. It's not a bad song.
Yo, flood the chat with the stops. Are we playing the whole thing? There it is. Yo, it's coming.
It's not a terrible song. It is just that you are.
Why is Paxton Bomical in our chat?
Is Paxton Bomical the actual Paxton?
I think we've done this before, bro. Paxton's like, yo, we don't want it. We don't want it out here.
Yo, Paxton, if that's you, call in yo. Right now.
1-800-COOLIE.
Jackson said, yo, it is a bad song. Stop, Christian.
We're trying to be supportive. Look, we can't discourage people from putting their art out.
Right, right. It has to look, it's he put it out for the
unless
world.
Unless this is their art.
He put it out for the world. It's like everybody's trying to find their lane in how to help grow American soccer.
Yo, the chat is flooded with the stop signs right now. All right. If you are Randy Bruce, if you're Randy Bruce, we're not just dissing.
No.
Shouts to you for doing this. You wrote it. You probably did a couple takes. You mm-hmm. watched it and you were like, nah, the world needs to see this. That right there, that's what it takes to be great at art. What comes after it, you can't dictate, right? I'll say a lot of jokes that I'm like, yo, this is hilarious. And the crowd is like, we ain't feeling it. All right? Like, that's not up to you. People will, okay. Sometimes the chat does it.
Bay Raguna said, Chicharito's ringtone.
right? Okay, look. People will take your art and they'll do with it what they want.
Right.
So we can't do that. But I will say, you know, next time, just like, let it sit for a second. You know what I mean? Every once in a while, I'll put out like an angry tweet or something. And I've learned from Christian yelling at me, don't hit send right away. You got to let it sit and be like, okay, maybe my opinion isn't necessary. You know?
The main thing is what this sort of tells me is that.
Thomas 1964 said, this is like when Alexis made a joke earlier and reached over to hit the airwaves.
This is. This is a bit like So this is what I think when I saw this.
Mitch Sanders said, Randy bruised people's ear.
This makes me feel like.
This might be match fixing, bro.
This makes me feel like this dude doesn't really have a lot of close friends that are also LA Galaxy fans.
Or
because
you could have hit a period after friends. Because your friends will tell you this ain't it.
You gotta see, you make this and you say, yo, let me send this to my G's, my fellow G's. And be like, yo, what you think it is?
Bro, there's plenty of times where I'm like, yo, what's the fit? How we feeling about this fit? And immediately my group chat will be like, not it. And
I'm
like, no, you're right. I shouldn't be wearing this. I will say this. Now let's see what MLS fans are about. Okay? If LAFC ain't singing this at the next El Trafico, 3252 ain't banging this. If the speakers ain't playing this song,
lean in and support this young man.
No, this LAFC. You got it.
Oh, LAFC. I thought you meant Galaxy.
3252, bro. If you ain't using this, then we ain't about it. Then we as a people ain't about it.
Right. Wait, so I had tweeted this because somebody was asking. Somebody asked, "Is this one of the most? Is this the cringiest moment in LA in El Tráfico history?" And I also tweeted it. I said, "Definitely this one." But then the one with the girl giving the interview, she's an LAFC fan, and at the end of it, she goes, "Vamos LAFC!" Remember?
Yeah, that was a rough one.
So every both sides have their share of cringeworthy moments, but this is what adds to the legend and the history of this rivalry. So this young man is part of the history.
This is now an asterisk.
This is El Tráfico canon.
Yeah.
Bro, this is the El Tráfico, like...
so cringy.
And that's the thing, is that I generally hate the word cringe.
It's a little overused.
It's thrown around on the internet so much.
But this one fits.
But this is a little bit accurate.
This is when you should use it.
But look, again, the bravery of this man to do this.
Goes without saying.
With that, this man will run into a burning building to save Chicharito. All right?
Bro, this dude loves. He wants that sixth star. This dude loves his club. You can't take that away from him. Whether he's got friends or whatever, you can't take away from him that he clearly loves his club.
Right. Okay.
Kirby said Alexis is wanting pure chaos. The LA Galaxy Spurs.
Okay. Anything else before we wrap up? Oh, you know, actually, I just want to mention this real quick. We have our Patreon, we have an amazing community. A month and a half ago, my brother had his first kid. I became an uncle for the first time. It was an exciting time in the Polanco family. And I had made a comment. I said, if anybody has any tips on being an uncle, cool. And you know, some people put stuff in the chat.
I got some tips, bro.
A couple tweets and stuff like that. But one of our patrons, Chris Matassa, who might be in the chat, I saw him earlier, sent a syllabus on how to be an uncle at every stage of a child's life. And
that is beautiful.
It was genuinely beautiful. Brought a tear to my eye. I had
like when he three, fuck him up. When he five, fuck him up.
Okay. Establish your dominance at all ages.
Dunk on him. I don't care if you got to put the rim down.
But
Let him know he ain't shit.
I even showed it to my sister-in-law, and then she got emotional as well. It was very, very kind and very sweet. I mean, literally from a baby to 3 years old, 3 to 6 years old, 6 to 10. It was unbelievable. So thank you so much, Chris. I want to give him a shout out. Super, super nice. And I really, really appreciate it. It really meant a lot. So thank you.
I'm not laughing at that. Sometimes when we say stuff, it takes like 40 seconds, I think we've learned, for the chat to catch up to it where they hear it. And which we call it, Daniel Azriel said, Pele tone deaf.
Oh, meaning the kid.
Alexis, you coming down to Orlando for the Arsenal game? We're talking about it, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
You want to go to Orlando? We should probably go, right?
I mean, we have no money, but I mean, yeah, sure, I guess.
Yeah, we got his credit cards for something.
Join the Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooligans.
Hey, Shexa said I became an uncle today.
Hey, congratulations, Shexa. Yo,
put some celebratory emojis.
Put some stop signs. No more uncles.
Yo, we play the song. He's the only uncle.
Thomas said,
Uncle Tip, tell the kid his song stinks before he hits post. Says Thomas 1906.
Hilarious.
Yo, well, Theo would be like, nah,
So, shout out to Gully Squad for the kindness and support. Patreon.com/soccercooligans. You want some exclusive content? We also have our trip to Paris. So the vlog is up on Patreon as well. If you want to check that out,
that's right.
So yeah, just letting maybe some Levitard fans know as well that we got a Patreon.
And shout out to every one of our Patreon members. Again, you know, we got some cool stuff coming up. You guys are going to hear about it and see it all first.
Oh yeah, we should also say we're going to be in Baltimore.
That's right. We're going to Baltimore for the Cooligans Clásico.
Right. Everton against Arsenal. Uh-huh. And shout out to everybody.
If anyone in Arsenal doing anything, I think I posted this and I never checked Twitter again, but are we doing anything? Is there Arsenal like parties or anything happening in Baltimore? Let me know, bro. How am I not aware of this?
Okay. Let us know. So we're going to be Baltimore. So the game is on Saturday on the 16th.
Ball Bowie Diaz gonna win the Bolden Boot.
Oh, cool.
Boot. Yeah.
So we're
By the way, I wanna, this has nothing to do with anything, but it was just reminding me of it. Yeah, we're gonna be in Baltimore. My wife shared with me that when they were in high school, some of the boys were in the bathroom and the janitor was taking a shit,
mm-hmm.
and it made a boot sound when the thing fell.
All right.
So all the kids kept going boot. Boot every time the janitor walked by, and it became a thing where like big kids would walk into the lunchroom and everyone else would boot. It happens. First of all, there's just no defense. What do you do? What do you do? <Let's go. Boot. laughs> The janitor yelled, everyone takes shits.
Okay. All right.
What do you do? What do you do?
Robin Tagini just said, uh-oh, that cold brew just hit.
What do you do?
I mean,
if everyone is saying boot every time you walk by, what do you do? He just yelled out, everybody take shit. There's no way. That is one of the funniest high school things I've ever heard.
Manja Sanders said, you had to be there, I guess.
Bro, could you imagine everyone making the sound of your shit nugget hitting the water?
I mean, it's not that funny.
Bro, it's real. The whole school going boot to each other. Bro, that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard of.
Damn,
there's
bro.
No way out of it. It's perfect high school shit. There's no way out of it.
And I think it's pretty much explains why our comedy careers are where they are. Yeah, I've attached myself to this man.
Bro, they went whoop every time. Bro, this is one of the, it's a picture being a guy who has to take the garbage out, and you can't go nowhere in a whole school without them, everyone going whoop. The principal asked them to stop.
Well,
this is one of the greatest.
Isn't it pretty shocking that a Premier League player just did our show the other day?
Yo, Dan Lepetard family. Every time when you in the chat in the Dan Lepetard show, hit him with a boot. look, and he tried and put BWOOP. There's no way out of it.
Okay. So
there's no way.
Anyway. Shout out to Damari Gray for joining us on the show. Really, really cool.
Thank you, Damari Gray.
And we're going to be in Baltimore. Hopefully we'll link up with some Everton fans, some Arsenal fans. It would be a dope
read
weekend.
The chat.
Which one? Kirby's?
The last one.
Boop. Boop.
I got him to do it. All right. Kirby D says, once a week, Alexis just goes off on something like this and loses it. Boop. There's no way. It's just the best, bro.
Okay.
I can't believe you didn't think that was funny. It's one of the greatest things.
Anyway, so So thank you everybody for joining us today. We're gonna wrap up. Yeah, we'll be in.
Oh, I can't wait to take a sip. I thought I was gonna spit it out.
We'll be in Baltimore as always. Make sure you hit like here on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, and also the podcast feed for Lebatard as well is on there. Some people may listen to our feed or on the Lebatard and Friends. Ours is there as well.
Yeah, so shouts. Listen to her wherever.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of ways to consume.
Said, but whoop the more. The whoop again, bro. It's the funniest shit ever. I don't care what anyone says.
Douglas said that feeling when you produce another Levitar property and thinking of how to sneak the whoop sound in.
We got to add it to the board, bro.
Obviously, it's a necessity.
Hold on here. Don't say none. Whoop. There, you got it.
There's no way.
Oh, I'll do a better one. Boop. There you go. You can add that one. Or make your own. Make your own soundboard for the Cooligans.
Tweet us your boops.
Show us your boops.
All right. Well,
the boop-a-tard.
we're gonna be taping another No Cap Recap in Baltimore. That'll be exclusively for our Patreon guests. A podcast that we usually do on the road. Always a lot of fun.
We're gonna do a No Cap Recap with a little Old Bay seasoning on it.
Let's go. So join the Patreon if you'd like to get in on that. All right. Anything else before we go? No. Hit the like, subscribe. An exciting week. First week of Meadowlark. We're gonna keep this keep this bumping. So seriously, y'all the absolute best. Thank you again. Shout out to again Chris Matassa. I saw him comment before. Thank you for the advice.
And once again, thank you to everyone who's joined our Patreon, everyone who's a part of Gully Squad. Again, we say it all the time. Without y'all, we wouldn't be here. Shouts to Dan Lebatard for letting this continue, even though I completely derail everything. It's absolutely amazing. Shouts to all the fans that send us really positive feedback. Shouts to Flex, who congratulated us both as well.
Yeah.
Same big things. It was honestly surreal to open up the Dan Lebatard and Friends Network and to see our names on there. That was really, really cool. Really dope.
Did you see Flex had, there was a clip of Eric Ten Hag, I guess just standing on the sideline, just like being upset with Bobby McTominay or something like that. But this is just like a great angle of seeing Ten Hag and seeing Flex and who's it? KG. Just on by the boards, just watching the game in their hats and their press credentials, press credentials. It was just awesome to see. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, man. Again, shout out to The Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant for hosting us. We appreciate it.
Love
always
you guys.
Always an absolute blast. So we will see you next week on Monday. And then, but before that, we'll be on Patreon with No Cap Recap from Baltimore, where we attend the Everton versus Arsenal match.
Milton Jardine says, no more Bintros, Bishin. You heard it here first.
Okay.
Bro.
Well, it's up to Lebatard, not us.
No more intros. We don't need it.
All right, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.